How
do we do it? Well, you know, I think part of it I think the Theravada is maybe a bit, and then the forest tradition of Theravada is, it doesn't have a lot of culturally bound forms in the sense of it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So the simplicity of the lifestyle helps to keep it focused on the a monastic lifestyle with a training that's grounded in the historical
mm-hmm.
Patimokkha precepts.
Mm-hmm.
So that people feel that they're plugging into a historical root that has been nourished through time and has expressed itself in
mm-hmm.
different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of it. Part of it also is, say, our own. There's a certain uniqueness in our own history in the sense of because most of us who are abbots in this lineage, and certainly are here to buy dairy, then we all spend a lot of time in Thailand, in Asia, so that we're exposed to the training there, we're exposed to the language, and then we're able to keep a balance of what is it that's useful for the training, but doesn't have to entail a lot of cultural expressions. And of course the forest tradition is, because it's fairly simple, then it doesn't make it that difficult. I think also have a teacher like Ajahn Chah, who was he had a good feel for what works for human beings,
mm-hmm.
and there was a good balance of sort of effort and a certain relaxing, enjoying the lifestyle as a monastic. What comes to mind is some of the, there's a few, because Ajahn Chah is unique in Thai tradition as well, in terms of the numbers of Westerners, etc.
Mm-hmm.
There. And somebody like, I think of Ajahn Mahabhu attracted quite a lot of Westerners. And his and he's a big, highly respected teacher in Thailand, and is a great teacher. But his own temperament was one that was he was very forceful, and so it tended to attract that or emphasize that, and so that that hasn't translated into a tradition that's been able to come to the West.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few monks who have stayed on in Thailand, but it hasn't really. It's only just sort of starting to happen now. There's a monk who lived with. He's about my age and somewhat junior to me. But he's been with Ajahn Mahabhu for a long time, and now he's setting up in Virginia, and he's got a good balance, so that I think it'll start to draw people. So there is a need to have a certain balance of because I think in the West, in America in particular, it's such a competitive culture that if you just take an outer form that emphasizes striving, then they just tie themselves up in knots. And it doesn't kind of work for them, and it becomes becomes neurotic actually. So that you want to have a strict form, you want to have, but it also has to be compassionate as well, so that there it needs that balance. And so that there's both the cultural expressions as well as the kind of temperamental expression that needs a balance. So I think that's something that we learn from Ajahn Chah, and I think that's helped to allow it to sort of take root in Western countries.